Welcome to Unmute, where we dive into the stories and debates shaping our communities. I'm your host, the one and only Cheryl Reinders, joined by my co-host,
Manuku Muholola.
Today, we're discussing a significant chapter in South African history, the renaming of Rhodes University to Steve Biko University. Now, this decision sparks conversation, reflection, and sometimes controversy. My co-host will give a brief background on the topic.
We've spoken to academics, students, and others about what this renaming means for the university, its legacy, and the broader societal implications. Today, we'll be focusing on three angles: the historical, traditional, and student opinions that will allow us to further explore this conversation. To kickstart, we will listen to the historical angle, and then later, Asonge Sifunda will join us to give her thoughts and opinions on today's topic.
Grab a pen, get comfy, and let's dive in. We've got a lot to unpack today. Coming up, here's the historical angle.
That was the historical angle curated by Asonge Sifunda and Sihle Pikitsha.
Now, to open up this conversation, we're joined by Asonge Sifunda. Hi, Asonge. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
Thank you.
So, just to get into it, I think we all know a little bit about why the historical angle is important. If not, one of the most important, in my opinion, of the angles. But what do you think is the importance of the historical angle in your research?
I think the historical angle is what, like, allows us to analyze our history, especially since this research includes, like, important historical figures who had, like, an impact in our history. Without this history perspective, we wouldn't know the importance of the name change, like changing it to Steve Biko. Would see it as an unnecessary controversy. However, after listening to the academics such as Uhlumelo and Ochuma, we gain insight on how deep this conversation actually is. It isn't just about the name change, but about the meaning behind each name.
Yeah.
If you give it a
That is true. You spoke about academics, right? So I have to ask, do you think this particular conversation is being had enough around campus? And this is to everyone in studio. Do you think that we are having this conversation enough around campus?
Actually, no one has this conversation on campus unless you bring it up. And that's what I've been doing ever since we started this research. I wanted to know more on what everyone thinks, and I didn't judge anyone's opinion, but I just wanted to hear all the different perspectives. Which is why I had fun creating this, because I knew that this conversation had so many sides and they all shouldn't be invalidated. I started, like, having this, like, conversation in random places, like in parties or anything, because why not? It was fun. Like, it was fun, especially during parties, because, like, people are just drunk and will say their honest.
So what do you think of the name change?
The name of the name change. What would you do if this university would be changed to Steve Biko? A lot of people were against it, and then some were really open-minded about the name change. And whenever they explained their reasoning, I was just like, oh, my God, it makes sense. That's why I'm saying there's so many opinions about it that, like, none of them can be validated.
Yeah. I think also just, like, some people maybe just grow a bit complacent, like, they feel like it's a schlep, you know, and as especially students, we're already exhausted enough. But yeah, so even though it's an important conversation, I think it should still be being had. Like, the conversation still should continue, you know, whether or not we achieve a name change or not.
Yeah, yes. And I think with such a controversial topic, it's important to look at it from different perspectives, because you can actually be misled or be rooted in one stance instead of listening to what multiple people have to say. Yes. There's a reason why some people are for it. There's a reason why some people are against it. And like Asonge said, there's no way to invalidate any of this, because they are so valid in each of their respective ways.
And everyone has their reasoning, you know. I think we should just do, like, a big vote. Let's take this to democracy.
Absolutely. And Asonge, I need to know what your experience was from this whole thing. What did you take away from it?
Okay, so we interviewed two academics, right, Uhlumelo and Ochuma. And when I tell you I learned a lot from them, I mean it. When I interviewed Uhlumelo, I listened to her speak about Steve Biko and black consciousness and how, like, sometimes our mind don't associate greatness with the black name. It made me think, And what I like about her is that, like, she educates, she explains things and starts from scratch and makes sure that I understand what she means when she explains. And interviewing her, she was the perfect candidate because she's a history tutor and knows more about Black consciousness. And she provided insight on what decolonizing looks like and the importance of Black African figures. Her points made me think deeper about what Black consciousness actually means, because it seems that this controversy itself tackles this concept. And do we not recognize, like, a Black name as, like, powerful? Mm-hmm. And, like, do we consciously just view the name Rhodes as better than Steve Biko? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? And then Sihle, my partner, interviewed Chuma. And then this one, hey, this interview really gave me, like, a different perspective in a way. Because Chuma shared his experiences and thoughts on this controversy, explaining that as Black people, we often preach about decolonizing spaces, and yet we run them down ourselves, mm-hmm. right? And this is the hard truth because I've witnessed it. Like, we could say gram stamping changed to Makanda. There's examples, right? And it's hard to vouch for a name change because what's going to happen after, mm-hmm. right? And then... So it seems like this controversy doesn't speak to the everyday Black person. Like, it doesn't speak to us as students as much as we're like, oh, yes, we want this name change. But we have so many things. And Chuma mentioned him that, like, we are in debt as students. We're struggling, mm-hmm. right? And it will cost so much to change mm-hmm. this name. How about we use that money to, you know, change the lives of students right now? Because there's so many things mm-hmm. that speak to us as students. That is not like a name change. That is just superficial stuff. We don't need that.
Mm-hmm. I've met Khumelo, and one of the things we had this conversation as well in history, one of her things was emphasizing Black consciousness, decolonizing the mind, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And she stressed that while these things were important, it also has to come from internal. You also, you know, Black consciousness needs to be practiced a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, that was Asonge Sifunda speaking for both herself and Sihle. Thank you so much, Asonge, for joining us. And that was The Historical Angle.
Thank you Thanks. For having me.
That was Asonge Sifunda. Welcome back to Unmute. Let's talk about it. We're continuing the conversation on renaming Rhodes University to Steve Biko, still focusing on these three angles. If you're only joining us now, we've just had Asonge and Sihle speaking on The Historical Angle.
Up next, we will listen to the traditional angle that explores the traditional implications of the name change. Now, who would have known that we actually have traditional implications to this name change? And the answer is location. So this angle was composed by my fellow host and I, and we will explain this angle further.
Rhodes University is currently named after Cecil John Rhodes, a British imperialist. As times have changed and Rhodes University is no longer a predominantly white university, many debate whether or not the university's name should change to Steve Biko University as well to accommodate its current students and efforts to decolonize education. Masindisi Sam, a Khwasa lecturer at Rhodes University, shares his views regarding changing the university's name to Steve Biko University and the cultural and traditional aspects at play.
Firstly, the Black consciousness, in its essence, means a lot in terms of reminding us of who we are. Being Black conscious, Julius Malema, when he speaks about white people and their dominance and so forth, he says, listen, we need to remember who we are. We are not attacking white people, by the way, but we need to remember ourselves. Then Black consciousness, as Steve Biko it, as much as it touches me, because I'm from King Williamstown, it's from there as well. Yeah, from the same town. It's very deep. That's why I struggle to explain, because I've become so emotional when I speak about it.
While Mr. Sam had been informed of the interview topic beforehand, it was evident that he had an emotional connection to Biko as a Xhosa man himself and with his history.
It's to remind people of how. Don't forget yourself. Don't forget yourself. Yes, there's self-esteem, there's everything else. The important is that black consciousness is there to, when we're young, to be pinched, like something like this, to make you don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget your roots. Don't forget where you come from. Don't forget your parents. Don't forget this. Black consciousness, the word on its own, it awakes you. You are sleeping. It's in the morning. Black consciousness, you jump from the bed. Then that's what it means. That's the meaning of it.
Memory plays an important role in communities. The memory of colonialism and those like Rhodes who benefited from its structure is a painful one, and it still affects people today. Mr. Sam pointed out that changing the university's name would cost a lot and money would be wasted. When the alternative of creating a Steve Biko bursary was suggested, Mr. Sam agreed.
There is a child here at the Steve Biko University who's black and is starving.
So you're saying like it could be used, the money that would be put into changing the name could be used for something probably a little bit more...
Funding,
like maybe a Steve Biko bursary.
I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. I vote for that. Steve Biko bursary, I'm happy with that.
Gareth Tonomasiko also shares some of his views surrounding the cultural and traditional debate of changing the university's name.
Renaming Rhodes University to Steve Biko University gives the people around Rhodes, not just in Makanda, but in the Eastern Cape, because this, for all intents and purposes, is the premier university in the Eastern Cape, and it is still has those remnants of colonialism. So by renaming it to Steve Biko, you give people something that they can identify with, an institution of academic excellence, identifying with what they find familiar, because Steve Biko is someone that they can relate to, someone who shared their history and their reality in all sorts of ways. So I think that would be the significance.
Gareth highlighted the demographic of Rhodes changing over the years and whether a name change would influence university culture at all, since the campus culture had already changed for what it was during apartheid.
Well, I didn't think the name change per se will have, let's say, a tangible effect on the culture and tradition that's already, you know, ongoing at the moment. Because of that change in demographic, you're going to have a change in cultures and all the things we see a lot of, you know, cultural societies, the Isi Zulu society, all those other ones participating, all taking part in activities on campus and all that stuff. I think it's just the naming of the renaming of the institution would be a token to the fact that the culture has already changed effectively.
Gareth believes there is nothing to lose but more to gain by changing Rhodes to Steve Biko University in terms of coming closer to a greater liberation.
The same thing I said earlier about identity. Seeing the name reflect who they are or reflect on someone who they admire and hold in high regard, as opposed to having Cecile Rhodes as the person the university is named after.
Yeah.
It will help further the fact that, you know, Africans, black people in South Africa are now liberated. They can now look at parts of their country and say, this I identify with, this is a place that feels like home. It's not foreign, it's not colonial.
Oh, In the past year, there has been a debate about changing the name of Rhodes University to Steve Biko University, which has sparked a lot of debate among students. Nosepiwe Khoza of the Xhosa Society shares her cultural and traditional perspectives surrounding this matter.
I am sure you are up to date with the university's proposed name change, and so I would like to hear a cultural perspective from a Xhosa native. What are your thoughts?
I'm torn when it comes to this, because culturally I think it's a great move and it would be a great essence to the Xhosa community. Steve Biko being a Xhosa, being of Xhosa lineage, would be profound and add the respect to his name, which he rightfully deserves. As a Xhosa person, it would mean the legacy of Steve Biko within our community and beyond is advancing and not dying. His name echoes through our daily lives, but he can be better remembered. So culturally, I stand by the name change.
That sounds really profound, and I hear you. I truly do. But I am sensing a but, building on to what you said in the beginning and the fact that your answer is quite divided. Tell me more.
Yes, there's definitely a but. Because such things are achievable only in theory, because this is a lengthy procedure and it comes with heavy financial constraints, not only to binding it to theory, but also considering the weight of the name Cecil John Rhodes. The institution could also lose its international funding, sponsors. A lot of infrastructural planning would also take place in the local context, and this is a lengthy process. The Eastern Cape, we also know, but it's undoubtedly slow in terms of the economy and economic advancements, so this would take even longer to implement. Corruption is extremely prevalent as well, so we might encounter circumstances of missing funds, and therefore the change never takes place.
When such a big change occurs, we need to consider financial, structural, and economic constraints before that particular change can be implemented. Ideas exist, but they are supported mainly by these factors.
So, Nospure, back to the cultural perspective, right? Let us put into theory that this change was to happen and that the name of the university actually changes. What would this change mean exactly for the Xhosa community and Steve Biko's legacy?
Cecil John Rhodes is a name associated with harsh colonialism. So renaming the university to Steve Biko University and tying it to a big figure of black consciousness would break down those colonial legacies and affirm the African intellectual and cultural identity. Steve Biko emphasized psychological liberation in his black consciousness movement, and this propelled people to reclaim their pride and identity. So renaming a major academic institution after him would revive and bring a belonging, especially to young black and Xhosa students who may have felt alienated by a colonial name.
That was the traditional angle curated by myself and my lovely co-host. Now, to further and understand the significance of this angle, myself and Monoko are in the studio today, evidently, and we're going to answer some questions that were posed for us.
Okay, so one of the questions that were posed for us were the fact that none of us are Xhosa, like we are not Xhosa. And so when composing this angle, we were asked, what was one of the things that each of us learned from covering the traditional or cultural angle regarding the Xhosa culture?
Just to quickly interject, I do think it's funny that the people who covered the traditional angles were us.
Exactly, because we learned a lot. Have Xhosa people, but I think it was a good learning curve, you know, because I feel like they are conditioned to that environment and we are not, so it was different for us. And one thing I could say I learned myself was that Xhosa people take a lot of pride in their culture, and it's so impressive to see, because you would never think that there's a cultural implication in changing the name of such a huge and, you know, long-standing institution.
Yeah, and just with reference to what Monoko said, Rhodes celebrated its 120th year, last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it has been around for quite a while. But, you know, considering the colonial legacy of it, I think the name change will be like a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm. And I think with the interviews, as much as most of our interviewees are Xhosa speakers who actually took or take pride rather in their culture, the general consensus around this whole debacle was the fact that it's interesting that we think about changing the name of the institution. And besides that, they think the cultural implications are rather positive. However, we face a lot of obstacles when such a thing happens. There are financial restraints, there are legal restraints. The school could potentially lose sponsors because of this name change, which was so interesting to me because as someone who stands for your culture, you can still think about the broader implications of changing this name. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think, like, also with regards to the Xhosa culture at Rhodes, I think we have a Xhosa society mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah, we do.
And the Xhosa culture is represented and celebrated quite openly mm-hmm. already. So I think the name change is important, but I think regardless of the name change, change has happened and it's undeniable.
It really has, and that goes without saying. But one thing that stood out for me was one of our interviewees, Mr. Sam, who said that as much as he is all for the name change, he thinks the logistics, the finances behind it can be shifted to something more important. Like, we can support students with the finances behind changing the name of the institution. And that shows exactly the kind of environment this is. This is where we look out for each other. And I would say, as a student here myself, I have felt a sense of community and a sense of family, which is another thing that is so different in a Xhosa community. Xhosa people are extremely welcoming, and I'm just happier to be here than anywhere else. I don't know about you.
Oh, I'm incredibly ecstatic to be here. My journey at Rhodes has been quite exciting, and also the environment. And yeah, the general consensus, I'd say, if I could go so far as to say at the end of these interviews, was that while it would be nice to change the name, there are also other things we can do, channel finances into. Like, I think also with Mr. Sam, we mentioned the Steve Biko bursary, and he was quite interested in that.
Mm-hmm. So now a big thank you to our guests for their contributions. A big thank you to the interviewees as well for giving a sense of feeling into this angle. Keep on listening to hear the last angle of today's podcast, which are, of course, the student opinions. Up next, Sihle Moyeni and Zizi Pontandani took to the streets of Rhodes University to ask its students,
how would you feel if Rhodes changed to Steve Biko University? Do you think the school name changes your life as a student? What should the school fix first, the name or student problems? If you had the power to decide, would you keep the name Rhodes or change it, and why?
Here's what they had to say.
The debate over changing Rhodes University's name to Steve Biko University has sparked mixed feelings among students. For some, the name Rhodes carries reminders of colonialism and inequality, while others see the proposed change as a symbol of pride, representation, and transformation. Students are also weighing practical concerns like financial struggles, housing, and access to resources, alongside questions of identity, history, and the university's future.
I'd say it's a good thing. I would be proud. Although growing up, you know, it's been something, because of the type of school I was in before, it would be something that was like a negative spoken, like negative mindset was said about it, that because it's a black person's name or something like that, or it was started by someone else, it would be wrong. But it's not wrong. Those were just negative views that were passed by. So I actually think it actually represents, I would actually be so proud to be in a university that's truly represents a leader that led us towards some sort of like movement of consciousness, of bravery to actually move towards something.
For Kamfa, the name change, it's more than just a label. She believes it's a matter of pride and recognition. Naming university after Steve Biko, a leader who fought for equality and consciousness,
will make her proud to be part of an institution that reflects the values and struggles of Black South Africans.
I mean, yes, it is our time now to actually push for some sort of change. I mean, now we can't be sitting back while the past generation did that, because they didn't just sit back. That's how change was experienced. That's how we were here as some Black people are now in this university. Actually, not only Black people, different races are here now. It's a mixture. Everyone is just, it's a bit more diverse.
Kamva also emphasizes the role of a younger generation in shaping change. She points out that just as previous generations fought for transformation, today's students have the responsibility to push forward, ensuring the university remains diverse, inclusive, and representative of all races.
Actually be representing something different, they'd be proud. It'd be a true leader that fought for their rights. They may deny it, some of them now, but it was someone who was fighting for their rights. And unfortunately, there are certain situations that cannot be discussed, like the financial growth of it, because some people are so concerned about that. But like, that's like diminishing the character of saying you don't believe that something like that could succeed. So I think psychologically we need to like uproot the ideas of that. So I think people who would come to Rhodes University would actually be proud of this as, you know, a name change, you know? Something different, like Steve Biko University.
Lihle is a BA student at Rhodes University. She shared her thoughts on the name change and what it might mean for students. Lihle said that many students are already used to the name Rhodes. She feels that changing it could confuse people because the name has become part of student culture, even in jokes and sayings. She also pointed out that Steve Biko is already honored on campus through places like Steve Biko Hall.
Funny enough, there was this debate that happened last year, and I was also out of curiosity. Ngihambile ndayobuza among my students, just how do you feel about the university changing? And a lot of people didn't like it because they are so used to Rhodes University. And also, whenever you want to make some sort of like, I don't know, a pun or whatever, I don't know why it's called, but you can say, are you ready, you know, because there's are you in it, or are you connected, you know, so it just makes it make sense, you know. And also, it's just, I feel like it's too late, it will confuse a lot of people.
She added that Rhodes University is well known across the world. To her, the name carries respect and recognition. While she honors Steve Biko, she believes it will take time for people to accept a new name.
Okay, I think people will just not like it personally. They'll just be confused, like I mentioned before. They'll be confused with, oh, Connie Rhodes University, now it's Steve Biko University. It will just take time to adapt. Changing takes time. It takes time to adapt, I don't want to lie, or to adjust to change. So, yes, it will just confuse them. It rather, I feel like it's just okay. I personally like it. You know, I'm studying at Rhodes University, and people are like, oh, that university. People respect your Rhodes University. Most of the people that I surround myself with, they respect the name. So, yes, not that they don't respect the Steve Biko, but already the name is well known. It's too late. I feel like it's too late to change now. Or maybe it is a bit, it will just take time to just at all. There's a university called Steve Biko University. So yes.
For Lihle, healing and moving forward are important. She thinks South Africa should remember both Rhodes and Steve Biko, but also focus on progress. In her view, the university's history should be respected while students continue to build its future.
I think Rhodes University is named after Cecil John Rhodes, a person I think he was a colonial official.
Yes, right?
Yes. So then, so already automatically people think bad about him already, and I understand. But I feel like in South Africa, we need to heal. I think we've healed, we've went through the past, we've, like for example, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission was done, right? And people are just talking about the past. You know, we just, I feel like we have to move on and let the past be the past. We've, the past, like, if we always remind ourselves about the past, I don't think we'll ever move on, you know. So Rhodes University is fine. May they remember that Rhodes University is one of the respected universities. Even I quote one of the political officials, I think Musi Maiman, he said that he respects you, this university. So I just felt proud as myself that, oh, I'm a Rhodes student, and the fact that a politician actually respects that, I also feel respected as well. So I would just tell them to, a name is a name.
That was the student opinions angle curated by Sihle Moyeni and Zizipho Ntandane.
Now, we have these two wonderful ladies in the studio today who we would like to ask a few questions, as we're sure they're tired of asking the questions themselves now. and we want to give them a little bit of a break.
So, ladies, how are you?
We good. How are you?
I'm also good.
We're good. Thank you. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you guys for curating this very important angle that we need, because we always need the students' opinions. This is exactly the kind of representation that we need, and thank you guys for taking part in that. So
yeah, I mean, as Rhodes students yourselves, how would you guys feel personally if the name were to change to Steve Biko University?
I would feel excited because I love Steve Biko very much, and it would be better if Rhodes Inochindra Igamalayo ibeng Steve Biko, because there's a lot of erase up ngoku is a Rhodes University. Maybe if Inochindwa to Steve Biko is our chinja yonke lonto kubuyiswe isidima se university and kuyekwe abantu aba.
Yeah, and I think also you'd probably feel a lot more represented by Steve Biko than, let's say, Cecil John Rhodes.
Yeah, of course.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with the name changes of other places occurring, like Grahamstown changing to Makanda, you know, this institution, I believe, should also follow suit.
Exactly. Sihle, what do you think?
For me, I would love it to change to Steve Biko University, but I love Rhodes University because we know Rhodes University for its academic excellence. It's known globally, internationally. So now, if it's changed to Steve Biko University, like, many people are going to be confused, like, internationally, like, what's Steve Biko? And I feel like it might be the start of the university. That's what I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like born anew.
Yeah.
I think so. As much as there would be confusion, but I think over time we can, of course, you know, get used to it. We know that this is Steve Biko, but my one concern would be the sponsors that we lose globally. Like you said, we are known internationally and we have international sponsors. So now, should the name change, are we sure that we are going to retain sponsorship or investments? Right. And ladies, now, do you think there are maybe any other problems that the university should fix as a priority before the name change happens?
Yeah, like, I mean, we know, like, it's important. I think a lot of people are for the name change, but a lot of other people mention there's other things that they might want to change first.
Like, if I could say one thing that should be changed here, I would say, and this is coming from a very painful part of my parents' pockets, I would say the fees are just ridiculous. I think before we can think about the name change, something that is so wide and so much complex than something that's internal to us, we can rather look at the fees, we can look at the forever going construction here at school. Yes. When are we getting proper infrastructure?
Like water.
Exactly.
Yeah, water crisis, because roads, some of us have skin conditions, so like the water is dirty everything.
Exactly. You know, especially I remember being in exam week, like, what is it, last semester as well, and the no water situation. Mm-hmm. It's, you can't be in an academic setting
you can't
drink the water here.
Exactly. No. And that's been the case for the longest
because of the water.
Oh my goodness.
Even the food at the DH. Oh.
And the thing is, tuition and accommodation, they keep on going up, but hey, there's zero improvement.
Especially for journalism.
Exactly. And we don't even have, I don't want to shade anyone, but we don't have the proper equipment for journalism students. We do have proper, but we don't have enough.
Yeah,
which is something that could be, you know, improved before we can think about something so big as a name change.
Yeah. I suppose I have another question for you guys then. You know, historically, the youth have been the ones to make changes and stuff like that. Do you think the youth should have that power? Because currently we don't. It's all up to, you know, the higher-ups and so on. Do you think the youth should have that power?
No, because last time we were protesting about the water situation and they sue us and then they punish us about that.
Yeah.
It goes without saying. It's kind of hard being in this institution because any form of protest, actually, unless it's a peaceful one, but any form of protest is very controversial and the consequences of it are very dire because some people actually get, you know, expelled or excluded because of riots and all of that. So I think as much as the youth can have power, it's only so far that we can go considering the legal implications of a protest.
Mm. And if you think about it, at the end of the day, we're here to get an education. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The last thing all of us need is to be academically excluded. But that brings into question how problematic that is. Because if you're not allowed to protest, if you're not allowed that freedom of speech, let's say, if it's peaceful, then how do you express your opinions? How do you express what you want? Are you just supposed to follow the system?
No. I want to destroy, everything. And then they listen to us, what we are crying about.
Yeah. But sometimes violence is not an issue. Yeah, I think so. Because,
What do you mean it's not an issue?
Yeah, but there are like students in other other institutions, but nothing. They did not get help, so it's a waste of time.
I must say, I kind of agree, not with the waste of time per se, but just how sometimes you have to go to the extremes because if the people aren't listening to you, if you're not being heard, you know.
Yeah.
But guys, look at the situation at UFH, Fortis.
Oh,
And that was because of violence. Exactly.
So violence, it's not an issue sometimes.
Yeah. Please, please, guys, let's not do that to Rhodes.
Let us be reasonable here.
Off camp.
Guys, that was Sihle Moyeni and Zizi Pontandani in studio with us. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so sadly, we've come to the end of this podcast episode. Just to recap a little bit of what we went through today, we covered the historical angle, traditional angle, and the student's opinion angle on changing Rhodes University to Steve Biko University.
And as per usual, guys, I love being here today, and we got so much insight on this one topic. A great thank you to all contributors and to all the guests that were able to join us in studio today. And yeah, man, thank you.
Yeah, I think your efforts have really been really important and insightful.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Bye.
Catch you on the next one.